The Environmental Protection Agency said today it's proposing significant changes to the way it will regulate air pollution from factories and power plants. Some of these changes were first proposed during the Clinton administration. The agency says the new rules will improve air quality and make it easier for industry to modernize plants. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, EPA's plans are getting a warm response from manufacturers and utilities, and the exact opposite from environmentalists.
Last year, President Bush asked several federal agencies, including the EPA and the Department of Energy, to review something called the New Source Review Program. The program is key to determining how EPA will regulate air pollutants from new and remodeled manufacturing and power plants. Industry despises the review program as it currently exists because it can trigger lengthy regulatory reviews and discourage new investments in existing plants. Environmentalists have argued that it needs to be strengthened and properly enforced. Now, the EPA has concluded its review and is proposing a set of reforms. Christy Whitman is EPA administrator.
Our reforms are designed to remove unintended obstacles to investment in newer, cleaner, more efficient processes. Other reforms will reintroduce common sense into the program. These reforms are about making the Clean Air Act work effectively.
Some of the reforms could go into effect in a matter of weeks. These include making it easier for companies to install state-of-the-art pollution controls. Some of the longer-term reforms would make it easier for plants to conduct routine maintenance. Scott Siegel says right now the New Source Review Program impedes even the simplest changes to an existing plant. Siegel is with the Electric Reliability Coordinating Council, a group of six power-generating companies.
Things as bold as replacing a piece of pipe, as out of the ordinary as putting a new propeller on a compressor unit, have been deemed to trigger the entire New Source Review Program to bring down essentially the full weight of the Clean Air Act for relatively minor changes made in an existing facility. Hopefully today, we're at least taking a step in the direction of resolving all of that.
But environmental groups see today's announcement as a step backwards, a large step backwards. They argue that giving industries the flexibility they crave will have the certain effect of allowing them to spew more pollutants into the air. They argue that the new regulations will allow old, high-polluting coal-fired plants to continue to operate long into the future. And they say the new proposals will undermine lawsuits pending against companies under the existing New Source Review Program. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle echoed the words of environmental activists when he offered these remarks after the EPA announcement.
This administration is fast becoming the most environmentally unfriendly administration in 20 years. And I'm very, very saddened by the news again today that once again, clean air takes a back seat to the polluters and the special interests that seem to have such power in this administration.
Although EPA intends to move swiftly to implement these new rules, it may not get the chance. Several groups have indicated they may make a court challenge to block the new policies. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.